Your explanation of the different usages of the word spirit is helpful. In the integral operating system, body is a word that also seems to have different uses in different contexts. Can you go through and explain the different ways you use the word body?
Yeah, and again, it's one of those, I'm actually glad we took this question because it's a really, really important one. And it's, you know, part of the difficulty in presenting and even writing about integral is after you, we can use the example of spirituality that we talked about. And I went through, you know, four or five really important meanings of spirituality. And so everybody understands that I think all of them are important, and that if we're going to talk about spirituality, you have to include all of those. Now, if I want to go and write a short article on spirituality in science, for example, you know, I can't spend all of my time explaining those five, you know, definitions. That would take all 10 pages. So unfortunately, you're at a kind of a handicap if you have to write short sort of introductory stuff, because you have to use some words without really going into all the different meanings that they have in a full integral theory. And it's just always, and then usually some critic will, you know, jump on you for, you know, and claim that you're misrepresenting body or something. So it's always really a little bit difficult, and particularly, unfortunately, the words that are sort of the most important, like body and mind and nature and spirit, each have at least four different, totally different meanings. And so you just, if you go through and spell out those different meanings, you actually end up with an enormous amount of clarity. And it just, you can get so much really great work done doing that. And I think the example when we talked about spirituality was one example. All of those are really important. They're all out there. And if you're not using all of them, you're going to get messed up. So same goes for body. There are at least, and body and nature are actually very similar. And they're used very similar, and we have a whole, I've written in some really sort of academic treatises, I've written, I think the second edition of Sex Ecology has like 50 pages on the meanings of nature. And so the same thing goes for body. And so let me just give kind of a really brief overview right now, because we are sort of working with iOS Basic. But there are two main meanings of the word body and nature, incidentally. And they're very different, and they're what's responsible mostly for the mind-body problem and the great difficulty in trying to understand the role of science in relation to interiors. And it's very simple. A classic meaning of body is we use it in contrast. Like if body is feelings, then we always contrast it with maybe logic or mind. And everybody, and I'm saying this is, all of these meanings are correct. We just have to, you know, define which one to be careful to specify what we mean. So if we say I have a bodily felt sense versus a conceptual, abstract, linear logic kind of thing. And body then tends to mean either the feeling dimension versus the cognitive dimension, or it sometimes means the lower stages of development, like pre-operational. Those tend to be sort of feeling or sensory motor, and then the higher stages tend to be more mental or so on. And any of those are okay, but the point is that body with a small b is usually contrasted with mind with a small m. And in trying to figure out how feelings and thoughts go together, or how my natural bodily feelings fit in with the Cartesian abstract mind and so on, that's been a real problem for a whole lot of philosophers. That's one meaning of the word body, and that's with a small b. Now another meaning, and this is what had gotten confused, particularly with the rise of modern science, is that body, and I'm going to use a capital B here, not to mean it's more important or anything, but just because it became kind of all-encompassing for the modern world, body meant organism. So it meant sort of anything in the natural world. So my body as an organism contains my brain. So my brain is actually part of my body, capital B, and my liver is part of my body, and my toes are part of my body, and my heart's part of my body. So science started to claim that there's nothing but bodies, because obviously the mind is the brain, they think. So since the brain is in your organism, then, you know, all I have to do is talk about organism, and I've covered everything. Then we don't have to worry about any of that other stuff. So that became a real problem, because the other meaning of body is more like the mind versus the body. So body is like lower feelings, and then mind transcends and includes the small body. That's the upper left. So in the upper left, the body is actually a part of the mind, because each higher stage transcends and includes the lower stage. But in the upper right, brain is part of the body. So you get totally opposite confusion. The upper left, body meaning a smaller lower hole on, is transcended and included in mind, which is transcended and included in spirit. Body is a part of mind. But in the upper right, mind is part of body, if mind means brain. So do you see what I mean by that? And that became very confusing. So most of the solutions to the mind-body problem just joggle back and forth between those two. And we don't have that problem because we include both of them. You know, they're both true. The brain is in the organism, but the mind is not in the brain. The mind is interior. The mind is the upper left. The brain is the upper right. And so we don't get into that confusion. We literally sort of solve the mind-body problem by pointing out that in this case, there are two different minds and two different bodies. And these people keep missing them up. So that's one way to talk about it.